This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, as the weekend is headed in, as is Hurricane Matthew. So far, I've had a couple of hiccups. Are you getting me 5x5 on your end, Mike? You're not having any slips or anything that you notice?
I think we're pretty good.
Much better than we were last night. Last night was weird. So anyway, coming to you from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Absolute quality. I've got some projects that I'm about to do with G-Code. This is going to, and in the coming months, everything is going to change because of some stuff that I'm going to do with some partners that know how to bring it. Tacticalholsters.com. Celebrity is cool. You know, I'm not one, thankfully, because I'll tell you why, thankfully, because for some reason, people seem to think that if they can sing well, or if they can act, or if they're funny, or if they can play a particular sport well, that makes them some sage, wise person. Which is rarely the case. Celebrities, the ones that I have met, the ones that I have known, when you meet them, it's like meeting just about anybody, really. I mean, there's a moment where, you know, I got to spend quite a few moments with Nugent at the NRA convention, and I found Uncle Ted to be just the greatest guy. I wanted to spend some more time with him, but he had a concert to get ready to go for, and that was way out of my league, so I got out of the way. But not everybody. And here's my yardstick, okay, for those that would get out there and say, you just like Nugent because he likes guns. No, he likes freedom. That's why I like Uncle Ted. He likes freedom. And I've heard the stories about all of the stuff that happened in the 60s and everything. And that's fine. Push it. The video I've got out there, you should see some of the comments I get about Uncle Ted. He really brings the kooks out of the woodwork. However, most celebrities that have, you know, that, I mean, it's like getting out there and saying, so tell me, Justin Bieber, what do you think of climate change, real or fake? What's he going to say? And why would we listen to any of them? Why would we listen to Leonardo DiCaprio when it comes to climate change, when he's jetting around talking about climate change with a bigger, he'll have a bigger carbon footprint on the weekend he goes somewhere to talk about that than you will have all year. Enter singer and songwriter John Legend. He's been pretty vocal this election season as a citizen of the United States. Of course he can be. He's been regularly tweeting about it, this same for GOP nominee Donald Trump. And he even went after Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. got out there and said, had five students when asked why they were protesting, couldn't even answer. Their participation medal / microaggression generation is pretty sad. John Legend tweets, I think they were protesting Eurasia's father. This isn't complicated. Racist. When he was interviewed by a New York-based radio show The Breakfast Club on September 29th, DJ Envy wanted to know about the singer's thoughts on guns in the U.S. Legend said that he was not against stop and frisk, but he also said stricter gun laws should be put in place for all Americans. He said, I do think we need stricter gun laws and laws that apply to everybody, not just people of color in certain neighborhoods. And I don't believe anybody should live their life if they're doing nothing wrong, they shouldn't deal with people harassing them every day because of what they look like and what neighborhood they grew up in. The bottom line is our neighborhoods are safer than they have been. Our murder rates are lower than they have been in decades, in New York especially. And it got lower after we stopped stop and frisk. I think we do have to do something about guns. We shouldn't live in a society so awash with guns that it makes the cops fearful and makes them suspicious of everybody because they know so many people are armed. We shouldn't be in that situation. Then they pointed to he put up a graphic on Twitter showing that the murder rate has gone down the most under Obama. Well, if you look at it, the murder rate's been going down since 1989, precipitously. And that was when the modern concealed carry movement began, when we started becoming awash in guns. And under his hero, Barack Obama, it has gotten really good because now there's more people carry. When he took office, there was, 6 million people with concealed carry permits. Now, over 15 million. There's 12 states where you don't have to have a permit at all. And he's talking about how safe it is in the neighborhoods, but we got to do something about guns. Well, I hate to tell you this, John, but you're an idiot. You need to stick to singing and hanging out with Chrissy Teigen. He also noted that murder and suicide rates are lower in other countries where it's illegal to own a firearm. No, it isn't. Name one. Let's go to Japan. I know that's a gun-free zone. No, wait. They have more people kill themselves without anything. They hang themselves with their shoelaces. He said when people have guns, they end up using them. That's not true, John, because if that were the case, we would be singing about the late John Legend right about now. That's not the truth. People that have guns do not end up using them. Then he highlighted Australia's gun reform, which was a result of a 1996 mass shooting where the lawmakers jerked their knees so far they hit themselves in the mouth with them. And according to Reuters, since the change in gun laws, they have seen a huge decline in gun murders. However, they didn't have a lot of gun murders before that. They had very few gun murders before the 1996 massacre. Then they had the 1996 massacre. Then it went back to having very few gun murders. And gun crime is on the rise right now. Right now, John. In order for us to do something like, see, that's the other thing about the Australian thing. They only took up 640,000 guns there. That's a lot of guns to me and you. But the equivalent here in the United States would be 90 million guns, which is not, that's one quarter of the guns in the United States today. So that tells you right there that that does nothing. That doesn't move the needle, even if we went with it. You're still going to have 270 million guns. If you do the same thing Australia did. And who's to say that we're going to do that? Because we are not a monarchy. Australia, one third of the government is Queen Elizabeth. So, my new thing about celebrities is I celebrate what makes them famous, and they need to shut up about the rest of it because I'm tired of hearing them. They don't know what they're talking about. Nobody cares what they're talking about. All I care about is, damn it, Matt Damon, you make me believe there can be a Jason Bourne. I love those mini chase scenes with the mini cars. Those are so cool. Good music. No, I don't care about what you think socially about guns or anything. Just shut up and go act as Jason Bourne. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of head down. Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
So much is going to be done between me and that company very soon. TacticalHolsters.com. You know, it's bad enough that we are, that Obama is hell-bent on bringing all of these Syrians here with no vetting process whatsoever. Now, you know, over the past few years, we've heard several stories about some Afghan soldiers that were brought to the U.S. who went AWOL. Well, it's a little bigger than that. According to a report from Reuters, 44 Afghan soldiers training in the U.S. have gone missing over the last 2 years. It's one thing to bring a bunch of Yahoo would-be insurgents, into, you know, jihadis into the United States. It's quite another thing to bring them here and train them and then lose sight of them. It is believed that those 44 of those soldiers are living and working illegally in the U.S., but the Pentagon isn't sure. I feel much better. Given the numerous incidents of Afghan soldiers attacking NATO troops, the possibility of Taliban infiltration of Afghan army recruits sent to the U.S. for training cannot be dismissed. Of course it can't be dismissed. It's happening. From Reuters, although the number of disappearances is relatively small, some 2,200 Afghan troops have received military training in the United States since 2007. The incidents raise questions about security and screening procedures for the programs. They are also potentially embarrassing for U.S. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's administration, who spent billions of dollars training Afghan troops as Washington seeks to extricate himself or itself from the costly 15-year war. Disclosure could fuel criticism by supporters of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who has accused the Obama administration of failing to properly vet immigrants from Muslim-majority countries and has pledged a much tougher stance if he wins. While other foreign troops on U.S. military training visits have sometimes run away, U.S. defense officials said that the frequency of Afghan troops going missing was concerning and out of the ordinary. Since September alone, 8 Afghan troops have left military bases without authorization. He said the total number of Afghan troops who have gone missing since January 2015 is 44, a number that had not been previously disclosed. I got a question for you on that one. Why can't they be treated like basic trainees? Now, it's true, right, that basic trainees are not locked up or anything, but they certainly are isolated. And why couldn't they be locked up? Why couldn't they be put in a secured compound? When I joined the military, I did not feel, you know, they told me right away, this is not a democracy. Then they proved it. The Defense Department is assessing ways to strengthen eligibility criteria for training in ways that will reduce the likelihood of an Afghan willingly absconding from training in the U.S. and going AWOL. How do you apply the Uniform Code of Military Justice to an Afghan soldier? Afghan soldiers don't call it AWOL, they call it quitting. They do it all the time. They drop everything on the ground and they leave, although they may take their weapon. According to according to this defense official, Afghans in the U.S. training program are vetted to ensure they have not participated in human rights abuses and are not affiliated with militant groups before being allowed into the United States. Terrific. How do you do that? How do you find out if somebody has committed a human rights abuse? The defense official who spoke on the condition of anonymity added that there's no evidence any of those who had absconded had carried out crimes or posed a threat to the United States. And he didn't throw in the operative word, which is yet. We know that the Taliban is everywhere. They're all in the Afghan ranks. Now, for the most part, most people would think, and I tend to as well, that most of these guys are not Afghan Taliban, okay? But then again, we don't know. And we don't get to know. Because they're hidden and they're missing. But it shouldn't surprise us that soldiers fighting for a corrupt, incompetent government who's losing the war should want to live somewhere else. It really isn't. There's no excuse not to go through legal channels to emigrate to the U.S., but it should be a wake-up call to the Pentagon, who does background checks and vets the troops coming here to train. Treat them like you treat us, U.S. military. Treat them like you treat us. Pretty please. I can just imagine the cadre coming in there. All right, my Afghan troopers, let me get a head count on you. Wait a minute. There's three of you guys missing. Where did you go? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not like it was when I was in basic training in 1984. I'm pretty sure it's not nearly that good. They could still punch us in 1984. They told us that they weren't supposed to. I believed that until the first time I got punched. But you know what? When I graduated, I was hard as a rock. I'd still like to thank that guy that did the punching. Right before I cold cocked him. I still don't understand. You know, the only person that we've locked up in most recent memory that I know of for spying was spying for Israel, right? I don't remember the guy's name, the guy in the Navy. Why do we bring them here to train them? Why don't we train them in Afghanistan? Then if they want to desert, they're just going home. Instead, they're here, and we don't know. You know, getting out of there, you know, the odds are they're not the Taliban. Well, okay, great. I feel so good about rolling those dice, knowing that there's ISIS cells operating here. Yeah, they're just great. I love it. And, you know, I know that ISIS is worse than Taliban, so it'd be great to have Taliban here instead of ISIS, wouldn't it? Yeah. So, gosh. The military. Loved being in it. Some of their programs, pretty doggone stupid. Wouldn't trade my time in it for nothing. Pretty doggone stupid anyway, though, some of the stuff they do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. process from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And indestructibility, and modularity, and a whole lot more. Check them out. A report from the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance singles out Great Britain, saying there's been a significant increase in hate speech over the last few years, and the government must do a better job training their, quotation marks, journalists. ECRI has made 23 recommendations to make the UK into the politically correct paradise that the ECRI wants. Among them, the press should no longer mention the word Muslim when identifying terrorists. Coming from the Daily Express, in the 83-page report, the commission said ECRI considers that in light of the fact that Muslims are increasingly under the spotlight as a result of recent ISIS-related terrorist acts around the world, fueling prejudice against Muslims, shows a reckless disregard not only for the dignity of the great majority of Muslims in the United Kingdom, but also for their safety. In this context, it draws attention to a recent study by Teesside University suggesting that where the media stress the Muslim background of perpetrators of terrorist acts and devote significant coverage to it, the violent backlash against Muslims is likely to be greater than in cases where the perpetrator's motivation is downplayed or rejected in favor of alternative explanations. That's code, by the way, for lying. If a terrorist attacks a crowd of people with a machete screaming, Allahu Akbar, we should say, I guess, that they're from the Ruritan Club. Maybe you could just leave that whole fact out of the story. What was he screaming? Nothing. Or maybe he was just clearing his throat. Despite the creation of the Independent Press Standards Organization in 2014 as an independent regulator for newspapers and magazines, the ECRI strongly recommends that the authorities find a way to establish an independent press regulator. According to the recommendation set out in the Leveson report, it recommends more rigorous training for journalists to ensure better compliance with ethical standards. You realize that this is who we've handed over the internet. But they continue on like drones. But as Britain prepares to leave the crumbling bloc, the government waded in to defend freedom of expression in a written statement to the ECRI. The government said, the government is committed to a free and open press and does not interfere with what the press does and does not publish as long as the press abides by the law. ECRI is a human rights body of the Council of Europe, composed of independent experts, which monitors problems of racism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, intolerance, and racial discrimination. The group writes reports on every member state every 5 years and says the documents are analyses based on a great deal of information gathered from a wide variety of sources. Great Britain has very strict libel laws there, and in a lot of ways that already chills free speech and strict rules governing the publication of national security information. Even in Britain, that is a bridge too far, though. They're not going to go for that. This is why they voted to leave. The problem with ECRI is its interpretation of hate speech, which I just call it honesty. Honesty is not hate. Okay? I see what happens. All you got to do is go look at, do a search for a video on YouTube and any combination of this. Look for Muslims taunting British citizens. And they are telling the British citizens, we've taken over your country. This is our country. It's not your country anymore. We are in charge now. Soon it will be the Sharia. Soon it will be this and it will be that. Woman, go cover yourself. Soon, if you do not cover yourself, we will take you and beat you with rods and then rape you and then stone you to death. That sounds so tolerant to me. I can see why we would want to make sure that we don't hurt their fragile feelings. What's really chilling is that the ECRI wants government to step in and order journalists and publications to toe the line. And to do that, government would have to oversee the editing process to ensure that no hate speech is accidentally posted. So that means government would then have to put in place censors everywhere to monitor everything, to approve it before it goes out. They would have to make sure that no hate speech accidentally gets out there. Now, Britain, which has lots of issues, self-expression is not one of them, though. They manage to express themselves quite well. And this ECRI report should make the British citizens very happy that they voted for Brexit and they're getting out. They need to get out of there tomorrow. They need to get out of there by close of business Monday. Don't worry about the process. Don't worry about anything. Just stop. Just stop. Recall Nigel Farage. Bring him back from the European Union. Or just, you know, have him, you know, video conference or something. I don't know. And this, you know. let the pompous asses deal with themselves. That's what we need to do. We need to let them do that because, you know, I had a caller last week and I hadn't really paid that much attention to the whole internet thing. And I'm ashamed to say that. I'm ashamed that I had not paid that much attention to it. I don't know how the United States is going to react if they actually let loose of this. I don't know what the status is right now. I don't know. Why would Obama think it is a smoking hot idea? This really stymies me. Why would Obama think it's a really smoking hot idea to give the internet, which we have managed quite well, the United States has managed it quite well. I think most of it was created here. You know, Al Gore said he did it. Why would we want to hand over that administration to these guys? What have these guys done? And why do they need it? And why do we owe it to them? Probably he doesn't like the fact that a GCN exists. He doesn't like the fact that an internet exists. He doesn't like the fact that all of you do not go to the Magic Box, to the approved news networks. Remember, they want to have approved journalists. And they have some approved news networks out there that toe the party line. They're liberal as the day is long. And unless there's a, you know, unless the Republicans are in charge of them, they're not toeing the party line of the majority. But they, you know, anyway, they are liberal. And that's where they want you to go. And they want you to believe what they want you to believe. And you better believe it. That could be the only possible reason he want to have it over the internet. But I mean, the internet is a frontier that I don't really believe that can actually be controlled. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the dark net. And that means if we have to go to a dark net type setting, let's go. I'm ready to go. I'll just get out there and say, broadcasting from none of your business. That'd be cool. Mike, would you go to the dark net?
Never.
Well, I'm going to need somebody to come with me, though. I mean, I need somebody to hold my hand and do the stuff I don't know how to do. Could you, like, stand over it and take care of me while I'm down there?
I could try.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Help is always good. Teamwork. Teamwork is what makes it work here at GCN. One more time, I hand it back to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line. And by the way, next week on Wednesday, that will be the 1,000th broadcast that I've done live, or most of them were live. So this is the last Friday before that happens. So, which really, truly is not that much consequence, but hey, it's pretty special to me. After what happened a year and a half ago, I'm just real happy to be here working with Mike tonight. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code. They've been with me the entire time. G-Code has been with me the entire time. Frog Lube has been with me the entire time. Dark Angel has been with me most of this time. I have been enjoying every minute of it. Now, and I think, I know that I'm going to have Larry Lasky, who is the presenting sponsor. I'm going to have Sean Maloney, who is now the presenting sponsor, and we're going to just have us a good time Wednesday night. You realize, of course, that government looks at you as an individual, and they regard you as just numbers. You're just numbers. Your numbers on a piece of paper. You got a social security. You're just numbers. Which, in my opinion, makes all people that work in government, even the heroes, asshats. For the first time in a long time, vehicular deaths are jumping, increasing. Now, we know why violence is increasing, because the inner city is just imploding. We know that. Inner cities, rather. Vehicular deaths, though, are going up? How is that possible? I drive a 2014 automobile. This thing told me today that one of my tires was out of air. How is this not safe? The New York Times did not speculate about it either. Allow me to speculate, if I may. Well, first this. Traffic deaths rose in the United States rose 10.4% in the first half of this year compared with the same period in 2015, maintaining a steady climb to 17,775 in the first 6 months from 16,100 in the same period of 2015. This is the latest bad news from the Traffic Safety Administration. Beginning in the final months of 2014, the rate of fatalities has increased for seven consecutive quarters compared with the corresponding quarters of previous years. Officials have not identified a specific cause for the most recent increase. It is too soon to attribute contributing factors or potential implications of any changes in deaths on our roadways, the agency said. No, it isn't, you asshats. It is called CAFE standards. Automakers today are under obligations to make cars more and more fuel efficient. And that sounds great, doesn't it? I mean, who wants to pay for gas? I don't like paying for gas. I mean, I wish I had gotten a Prius, to be honest with you, because you can go all kinds of places on $5 of gas in that car. And, I'm sure everybody wants their car to be more fuel efficient. Until you realize that fuel efficiency is achieved not with some kind of engine out of Star Trek, but simply by making the cars lighter and lighter and lighter, taking mass away from the cars. Every year, there are tighter and tighter targets, and the cars have to become lighter and lighter. When you're in a car crash, the less your car weighs, the less protection you have, and the more likely you are to be injured or killed. Obama bullied car companies into agreeing to make cars less and less safe. Why, you may ask? Partially out of the erroneous fear or the stupid claim that he makes that gasoline is a non-renewable resource and we will run out of it. Not in our lifetime, and not in my kids' lifetime, and not in their kids' lifetime. We actually have enough proven resources of gasoline for several hundred more years, longer than we've been using gasoline as a source of fuel. The other reason for fuel efficiency mandates is fear of imaginary global warming. The high priests of the imaginary global warming religion fear that car exhaust causes global warming. Even though it hasn't been getting warm in recent years, and hey, Bill, this past summer was really warm. Well, no, it wasn't. weather is a moving thing. We have to measure climate based upon the Earth, and the Earth is showing no warming. As a matter of fact, what we're going to have is going to be an ice age. We're going to have a cool snap coming up soon. Because guess what? We're going to have sunspots, and that's going to cool the Earth. Nobody's paying attention to that. And, nowadays, these cars are so efficient, most of the carbon dioxide emissions are produced naturally. They're not by cars or manufacturing anymore. It just happens in the Earth. We still have cows. They still have flatulence. Earth. But we can never let facts get in the way of ideology now, can we? And so cars have been made less and less safe. And that's why more and more people are dying. To satisfy the misplaced guilty instincts of the environmental extremists who rule this country. I saw this movie, you probably saw it too, called Conan the Barbarian. And in Conan the Barbarian, this is when James Earl Jones was still, he was at the height of his power as a man, that booming voice. And James Earl Jones was he was a man of stature. And he plays the villain in Conan the Barbarian. He plays Fulsa Doom. And Fulsa Doom has this false belief that the hand, he talks about the hand, and he talks about how people should just be willing to sacrifice themselves at any given time. Then he has one of them actually do it. He shows Conan and says, he has one girl just jump to her death. And he regularly throws people into this pit with this gigantic, serpent of some sort. And they're cannibalistic and all this other stuff. And it's just complete nonsense, of course. And it's all part of a movie. Fulsa Doom sacrificed victims to his god from the top of his big pyramid. The only difference between Fulsa Doom and Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama is Obama doesn't have a pyramid. That's the only difference. We should be living in a time now where death is going down due to any other... Violence is going to be hard to tamp down because we're talking about the nature of man. Explain to me how we're going to change that one. You can't. I don't know what it's going to take to get us to change. I don't know if that's even possible. So that Let's take that off the table. Everything else, we should be reducing that by now. Cars should be driving. We should be in Jetson cars. I should be flying to Trader Joe's. But we don't have that yet. But I do have a car that has, side airbags and front airbags and lap airbags and just airbags everywhere. And that's because they had to put all that stuff in there because the car doesn't weigh anything. The car doesn't weigh enough to stop anything. I drive a Ford Escape, which is the newer body style. The older body style weighed more. But they've, thanks to the CAFE standards, which have been, my car is part right there at the beginning of where the deaths increased in 2014. Deaths are going up because we're trying to appease Gaia. And Gaia doesn't need our approval and doesn't need our appeasement. Gaia will run the world the way she sees fit. Just ask everybody that has been running for their lives from the South Carolina coastline on both sides of the highway from Hurricane Matthew. I don't remember Obama getting out there saying, well, of course, we should stop it. How? We'll be back again on Monday between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control from high atop. I bid you good evening.
Call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.